At Q Fatima, we have recently produced a book called Baligha for our younger viewers, our young ladies who have just turned 9. And I'm acceding to their wishes because those who have seen the book on the website, that's www.qfatima.com, have asked me to talk about it. So I'm going to do that today. And we'll start off by looking at the concept of bulugh. A Muslim girl becomes baligha at the age of 9 lunar years. Because in Islam we follow the lunar calendar. Let me just explain a little bit about the Islamic calendar. It begins in the year 622 AD. This is the year of Hijra, or the migration. And the first year of the Muslim calendar is 1 AH, which is one after Hijra. Based on the lunar months, it's shorter than the Gregorian calendar by about 11 days. And that's why you see the months sort of moving every year. The month of Ramadan changes, each month changes and moves back. So a Muslim girl becomes baligha when she's 9 lunar years. And it literally means that she's now accountable for all her actions and thus has the responsibility of performing all her wajibat. For a young man, it is when puberty sets in. And that can be anywhere in between the ages of 12 and over. So what we will do for the young women is, and I like to call them young ladies now because they're no more little girls, is start off by looking at each of the letters which spell out baligha. B-A-L-I-G-H-A. So we'll first look at B. And B in my mind stands for beautiful. And for one to be beautiful, there needs to be physical beauty, which must be enhanced by inner beauty. So the face reflects radiance, peace, and love. And you can find this radiance in the depth of the eyes. But physical beauty starts off with personal hygiene. It is so important because being clean is feeling good about oneself. To have self-esteem, which is what you think about yourself. Self-esteem is made up of two components. The first one is basic worth, which is me thinking that it's okay to be me. I'm okay to be a Muslim, a Muslima. Not because you tell me, but because I really think so myself. And competence is where you're able to meet your needs and then eventually be able to help those around you and meet their needs as well. So the first part of self-esteem is to be able to feel good about oneself. And cleanliness is a major part of this. Incidentally, you don't need to wear the latest designer clothing to look good. There are things that you can do which are far more important, which give us self-esteem. Now the book actually looks at various different things that we need to look at as young people and as older people as well, whether it's looking at our feet, whether it's looking at using products that are nice smelling but also do not have so many chemicals which will later on affect our skins, looking after our hair and even looking after our teeth. So important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam based a great deal of importance on cleanliness, even about brushing one's teeth. He used to say, brush your teeth before every salah, just before you do wudu. Remember, Islam is a comprehensive religion. It encompasses all aspects of life. But like I said, the inner glow is so important. You know, we do live in a world where people judge us on appearance. And all of us are influenced by appearances. But we need to keep that in perspective. Islam tells us that it's so important to be well presented, but not to go to extremes. It tells us also remain aware of why we do the things we do to look good. And look at yourself and think, what will give me inner glow? Now, in the book that we've produced, we've asked this question and we've written down a worksheet which asks for 10 things that gives the inner glow. Now, I'll read out to you some of the answers that were given to us by our young 9-year-old at the madrasa we have on Saturday. And they range from praying Salatul Tahajjud or Salatul Layl, so important, because there's a hadith which says that there is a amazing glow from those who pray Salat al-Tahajjud. Another one was, when you're happy, when you're smiling, there is an inner glow. The third answer we got was something to the extent of helping others. When you help somebody else, you feel good and your inside glows. Seeing mom and dad happy was something that gives an inner glow. Seeing our friends, meeting them, gave one an inner glow. Doing wudu gives an inner glow. Now these are some of the answers we got. Maybe even adults, as adults, we should sit down and think, what will increase my inner glow? What will make my whole being, my face in particular, radiant? The second letter in this equation is A. And A is for awareness. It's the time of life where we've got to make ourselves really aware of the laws or the jurisprudence laws for tahara, for salah, for sawm, for all the responsibilities that one now undertakes when one becomes or reaches bulugh. An awareness of the times of salah. Sometimes I say this, that it's so sad that in the month of Ramadan, we know the times of salah so well, yet in other months, we keep on having to ask, is that only food? Salah is so important. So bulugh is a time when you start putting in yourself the habit of knowing the times of salah. There are body changes that will occur in a young woman that a woman needs to be aware of. And to be able to know the laws of fiqh, the laws of religion that accompany it. There are the physical changes and hormonal changes that she needs to be aware of, that moms need to be able to sit down and talk to their children with. The next letter is L. You're now a little lady. You have to walk and talk like a little lady. You've got to develop your inner strengths. But more important than anything else is to concentrate on having impeccable manners. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent only to raise the akhlaq of humankind to its highest station. And you know, the word akhlaq is the plural of the word khulq, which means personality. It is that which is the source of all the actions which we do spontaneously without thinking. And they come into existence through a repetitive practice, and they're not easily destroyed. Even though we inherit some characteristics, we have a choice to overcome that which is wrong. And the akhlaq of an individual, the attitude, the manners of an individual are through their own choice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you cannot please all the people with money, but you can meet them with a cheerful face and good behavior so that you may be liked by them. He said, wealth is limited, but good akhlaq, good manners and cheerfulness is inexhaustible. And I think it's so important at this stage to start developing things. Let me just begin off a few. Always be the first to say salam. Things like standing up straight, don't slouch, hold your head high, smile often, don't use slang, don't use street talk, don't swear, speak slowly, don't keep on saying stuff like, you know, children add in so many of these different words in it. Don't dress like a slob, make an effort not to wear things that make you look unsmart as such, unless you're at home chilling. Always say please and thank you. Take small bites when you eat. Eat with your mouth closed. Now these are directives given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always smile beautifully, especially when in doubt. So many little things, and I'm sure all the little ladies can add their own list of things which make them little ladies rather than little babies now. The next letter here is I, and I is for intention. We do everything in life with an intention of qurbatan ilallah, to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to get closer to reach our full potential. And now everyday actions become acts of worship, which are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the intention is right. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and intention is superior to action, or rather, intention is the complete reality of the act itself. The success or the failure of an act depends on the intention with which it is done. You know, it is the base of a deed. It is according to this intention which will make the deed good or bad, sound or unsound. And the word niyya, or some may pronounce it as niyat, means the aim which makes one decide to do or say something. And it's so important at this age, at the age of bulugh, to understand this. So it takes us through life. Whatever you do, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I studying? Why am I praying? Why am I smiling at someone? Why am I going to visit someone? Why am I helping someone? And it's amazing what you find out about yourself when you just think of intention. The next word in Baligha, or the next letter in Baligha, is G for genes, or your genealogy. Important now to take stock of your genealogy and to honor it. Imam Baqir al-Islam says, observance of relationship makes one's actions sacred, averts calamities, increases wealth, prolongs one's age, enhances the means of sustenance, and it becomes a source of one becoming popular. So be God conscious and be kind to your relations. Imam Ali al-Islam says, hold your relations dear because they are your wings with which you can fly. They are your roots to which you can return, and they are your hands with which you can defend yourself against your enemies. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the first, he says about parents, because these are our first point of start as far as relations go. He says, sitting with your parents for an hour is better than going for jihad, which means better than struggling to do anything. Jihad, remember, is struggling. And he says, sitting with your parents is better than that. He says, even if only a word is spoken with a view to pleasing parents, Allah is pleased. And it's at this time when you reach bulugh to start understanding the importance of parents. Never raise your voice while talking to them. Don't sit when they're standing. Don't walk in front of them unless they tell you to do so. Don't talk when they're talking. Don't correct them in front of others. Never make them angry or displeased with you. Don't shout at them, and always pray for them. The wonderful dua in Surah Bani Israel, Rabbi Rahamhuma Kama Rabbayani Sahira, Rabb, have mercy on them, just as they had mercy on me when I was little. The next one, which is so important, is H, which is for hijab. And we will look at that, inshallah, tomorrow.